Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast for the Ending Child Sexual Abuse Power and Prevention web conference series that we've had through Ms. Foundation with Leona Smith DiFaustino, Cordelia Anderson, and Joan Tvochnik. We have completed our 3 years of the web conference series. What was different over the 3 years of doing these in terms of, let's say, the process of creating it? I know that a lot of folks don't know the back end that happens, and you both have put a lot of work in curating a dynamic and fun and informative series for our audience. And so I think it might be interesting for them to know the process that you've gone through. And I'm going to start with Cordelia. If you could just give us some insight on that.
Well, thank you very much for having us. It's amazing 3 years went by so quickly, and I think one of the things is each year went faster than the last one. So that first year, when I reflect back on that, we were partnering so closely with Ms. Foundation, too, and they were very interested in movement building and how this could be used for movement building and what did the field need, what were the discussions we needed to be in. So it was such a gift to work with Joan to say, what are those issues? And so I think part of that early when I reflect on it, for me, was the, oh, my gosh, there's a lot to manage in a webinar, and learning how to do that and make them most effective. But also was this idea of movement building and what are the topics that are really going to expand and enhance our field and engage the audience the most.
It's been a great learning experience for me. And I think just in particular, as I think about what it means to sort of be having a chance, how do you make connections sort of over this technology? And also, how do we then raise voices within the movement? It's been an incredible both learning experience, and I think it's also been amazing to see how many voices have been able to get through. And you can sort of see that through the chats about how when people do say something, how it actually enlivens this whole other conversation. So we're having multiple conversations at the same time that I just found incredibly exciting. So I've kind of moved from this place of fear around what are we doing here and, like, why did you ask me, to, like, I'm so excited to be part of this. So I think that certainly summarizes my trajectory.
And I would say that I am definitely a combination of the both of you. And I think the process for me has been really interesting because although I've worked in the field for quite some time, specifically addressing child sexual abuse prevention was one of those peripheral things that existed in my field of practice. And so I think for me this process has been particularly exciting because I've gotten to learn so much. So the process that you both went through as curators, bringing together content across a variety of the field, and obviously, as Cordelia mentioned, there was the input from Ms. Foundation. But I felt at times that, you know, you can have the input, but you both really sought out the right folks for what we needed when it came to the content. And I'm wondering, Joan, the process of creating content, what was that like?
You know, when I think back the first year, it felt like it was really about the urgent questions. And I think the joy of having done this over 3 years is that I think we've moved from that urgency at the beginning of, like, what do we need to tell people, to more of, like, what do we feel we're not talking about enough? And that's been a great sort of opportunity to both bring those conversations into a larger sphere and to know that there's so many of us out there, and just it's like such a great reassurance of that there's a committed group of people who've been there before. So it's really been a great progression as well around the content as well as the process.
The other thing is we learned early on that we probably shouldn't preset every single one, because if something happened that year, something else in the news or a new piece of research, it was important for us to be flexible to say, here's really an emerging and important issue that the field really wants to talk about right now. And I think the second year was more focused on places where there were tools, actual toolkits, actual things that those participating could take away and use. But each year, I think we had more finesse at, what are you taking away from this? What are we taking away from each other? And what's an action you are going to take? So that this wasn't just about, oh, I've listened to this and I've been hopefully learned some things, but what am I going to do as a result of this? And then the content also was the privilege of being part of creating a library of webinars that I reference in many different places and resource lists to say, you know, you want to know more about this, you can watch this 3 years of fabulous webinars on child sexual abuse and what we can do to prevent it.
And I think that that also speaks to the idea of when Prevent Connect began this collaboration with Ms. Foundation, and we put in our proposal this idea of creating a community of practice. And so the content really speaks to this idea, in particular in Cordelia referencing, the idea that, yes, we want you to sit and listen, and we want you to be a part of this process, and we want you to learn, but we do want you to have practical application. I've always thought of the content in some ways as raising a consciousness around child sexual abuse prevention. We're providing individuals with the tools they need to really be effective in the field. And so it makes me wonder about those standout moments for the both of you when you're reflecting on, okay, we have this content, we have this archive of the work that's happened over 3 years. We want to raise the consciousness around child sexual abuse prevention. We want to have a community of practice that is informed and mindful and looking at really holistic approaches to doing the work. Are there any standout moments for you when it comes to the 3 years of doing this?
The standout moment is the fact that people clearly are ready to hear and wanting to hear more about preventing the perpetration of sexual violence. And in the first series, first year, we did a webinar on that, and that person was very hesitant about whether or not even to propose it. And Cordelia, you were wonderful about saying, yes, we need to do this. We need to let people know this is an important piece. And it feels like 3 years later, we've been able to see the progression that people are wanting to hear more about that. So it's been a great chance for us to see where there is a lot of interest.
I will add that, Leona, you also helped us with what are these other voices that we haven't heard from, and being able to talk about other approaches to what does justice mean, Native American, and what does that mean, and jumping back a few years, child sexual abuse and disability, and have we talked about that? Have we talked about those enough in the right way? What else can we be doing? Who else is doing this work that we don't even know about? And in all of those, the power of story, when people would share their personal experiences and their personal struggles, and it is a constant reminder of what we all know about the facts matter. We have to be evidence-based and researched informed, but stories and stories with solutions can really move us forward in a very powerful way and help us connect and give us what we need to really do this work in a meaningful way.
And I think that resonates with me as well, this idea of the power of a story and telling your narrative and providing individuals with examples of, this is how I've done it. I'm not saying you have to do it this way, but there is value in that, in what I have done. And I think that if you bring it to your community, you can find value for it in your community as well. And to reflect on the skills that you feel that you both have developed in the last 3 years and how you plan to play it forward, so to speak, and use these new skills in the work that you do around child sexual abuse prevention.
I would like to say, Leona, that now I'm a technology wizard, but I desperately need you in my life. I can't say that that's been that enhanced over this time, but I think that's an important thing for our audience to know, is you can still benefit a lot from that when that is not your skill set. You just need a Leona. Feel like, besides the obvious of learning how to use this fabulous tool, technology, for webinars more effectively, I've certainly learned more about what I guess I would call the circle of learning, what we learn from each other, what we learn pre and post, what we learn from every single presenter, and what we learn from every single person that enters that chat, and trying to manage all that, the different voices, and feel the richness of all of that. And as I play it forward, I can imagine a time where that gets easier because the technology is going to change enough that we'll all see each other and we won't have to work so extra hard that here I'm sitting in my room looking at a screen talking to people from literally around the world. That's the other thing. We have people from across the country but other nations, and that's mm-hmm. very exciting.
You know, as an introvert, you know, I'm realizing I actually love webinars because when I stand up and speak in front of 200 people, I'm just a wreck. But we could have this conversation and 200 people might listen to it someday. We have no idea. So I love that, you know, that it allows introverts to rule in some way. So I'm just, I just want to say it took my fear from the technology side, and so I was able to bring this technology to NERI Press, where I have worked part-time for a number of years. And we now at NERI Press have a monthly series, and we actually had to close out the registration at 1,000 people. So, so it's wonderful to see what issues people are gravitating towards and also giving people a chance to really reach a whole different audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I'm still learning this, but there's a very different kind of relationship that you create through technology, and it's equally important important. And I feel like I'm still kind of discovering that, but I just love the new connections that I have been able to make electronically through this and be able to see the depth of what's happening across the country and, as Cordelia said, around the world. And so in terms of playing it forward, I feel like I still have so much more to learn, and just want to thank Ms. and also Prevent Connect and you, Leona, particularly for opening up this door for me and for us.
And as we close out, I really want to thank you both as well, because I feel my skill set has definitely been enhanced. And so when I think of playing it forward, I most definitely want to really appreciate the knowledge that has come through and the collaborative process. I think that was the process that I didn't mention and most folks don't understand, is that the collaboration that went on these 3 years and the discussion and being able to work with folks that say, what do you think about this? But I'm open to your feedback. And knowing that if you do give feedback, that feelings aren't going to be hurt. People are going to hear you and say, oh, that's interesting. And it's turning that wheel over and over again until it's not reinvented, but it's just a little bit smoother and shinier on the ride. So I think that that is something that's really excited. And when we look at the 3 years, and I hope that those that are listening know that a lot of heart went into creating this series for you all, and we are very grateful to Ms. Foundation and excited to see what the future will bring, because there is a very strong community of practice that has been built, and we know that there is still more knowledge for us all to gain and share with each other. So are there any final thoughts from either of you?
I mostly just want to say again, it's been such a pleasure to do this. And I hope that all the things that Prevent Connect is supplying through this and what Ms. Foundation is funding, that people really take advantage of it, because there's so many great moments that are in each of these webinars. And continue to give all of us feedback, because that's really what makes this work much more interesting and engaging. And I think it's a great contradictory to the isolation that people feel around child sexual abuse. So the more we reach out, I think the more we'll have the skills and the ability, and I think the sustenance to keep us moving in this direction.
And I'm going to go to a really old-fashioned way that we communicated, stick the message in the bottle and not know where it's going to go. And
yeah.
Where it goes in the ocean, and who's going to pick it up, or if anybody ever picked it up. And in this case, that's the piece that it feels like it can keep on giving if people really go back and use those recorded messages that are there. There's just wonderful information and related resources, and we can keep having that magic of where is that still helping somebody to learn and get just the piece of information and resource that they need.
Well, thank you both. This has been a podcast for the Ms. Foundation Ending Child Sexual Abuse Power and Prevention web conference series. I'm with myself, Leona Smith-DeFaustino from Prevent Connect, a project of CalCASA, and Cordelia Anderson and Joan Tvachnik, our wonderful host for the web conference series.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit CalCASA.org. That's CalCASA.org.